younger kids, but he just seems very responsible and so forth. Like you say, he's something to do with being grown up. Would you like to say he's more? Would you use just the word grown up? He's more
grown up
than the others?
Than the others.
Okay. And if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant?
Any other ways that you might say that, or have heard it said, to perhaps avoid using the word pregnant? Maybe a word that seems more refined to women, or?
She's having a baby soon, or?
Okay. Any joking ways of saying that that you can think of?
Not that I think of.
Okay. And if a woman has looked after three children until they are grown up, what do you say she has done? She has something, three children. She has
raised.
Okay. And if a child has been so naughty, and you think that he's really going to be punished badly, you might say, you are going to get a
whipping.
And if Bob is, say, 5 inches taller than he was last year, you would say to him, you certainly have
grown.
And to talk about two girls, and you're one of them, whenever you see her, is very affectionate, and the other one is much more reserved, talking about one being loving. How would you say that one, let's say, if Jane is always, you know, every time she comes in, she wants to kiss and maybe hug, and the other one is very formal, never touches. You might say, Jane is much more what than the other one? Would you use the word loving there? Mm-hmm. And if so, how would you say it? Say it to me.
Well, she's loving.
Okay.
Would that be?
Okay, she's loving, but you want to say she's much more than Susie. How would you say that whole sentence? Jane is
very loving.
Okay. More?
More loving.
Okay. Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
And if a child doesn't have a mother and father, it's called an it's been in an institution. Where would it live? Doesn't live at home, it lives in an Or
say so many names that I can't think of,
yeah.
And I know them.
Yeah, well, it's easy to take away from you, isn't it? I know that. That child doesn't have any parents. It's an
orphan.
Okay, and the place where it stays in the, an institution is then would be an
orphan home.
Okay. And the person who is appointed to look after an orphan, is its legal
guardian?
And if someone gives a party and invites all the people who are related to her, you might say, well, she invited all
kinfolk.
And how would you describe that you are no